Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello. Guess what? It's TGIF, as in, thank God it's Friday, right? Boy, this has been a heck of a week. Up, down, sideways, ooh. And we are having such warm temperatures that the pollen is going berserk. So if you see Jim.
Right now, but we got rain coming and it's going to drop back in the 40s.
Well, if he's all sniffly.
The 60s, we hit 70 today and it's going to be back in the low.
I swear I didn't beat him up before the show. Tempting as that can be sometimes.
Keep talking.
And anyway, we're working our way through it. As for me, I still have this thing, this space age appliance. if it seems like Deb's really working hard at talking, that's why. Because it's like, there's so much of everything in there, wire and plastic, and I forgot what they call the little teeth. It's like I've had a few drinks, and I swear I have not yet.
She has yet begun to drink.
That's right. Okay, so for all of you who might be newcomers listening in or about to jump in, I want to mention that we're using ordinary playing cards. No tarot, what are the other ones? No tarot, no...
There's a million. What?
These cards, what are they called?
These are Rebel. But maybe you were thinking of some kind of Oracle card.
Yeah,
possibly.
Oracle.
Yep.
All right. And no other reading card method like with ordinary cards that is out there. And I know there aren't many. No, this one is personal prophecy. And thank you, Laura. You've given me more confidence that I don't sound like I got a mouthful of mashed potatoes. This method stands alone, I think, on its own. If you had to learn only one method, I would say this is the one. So I wanted to mention that I'm also going to use a full 24-card layout for each of your calls or your questions. If we turn to you on Facebook. We have Facebookers who are joining us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page where we are streaming live. So if you'd like to see us in action, hop on over. That's where we are. Also, of course, we've got all of you blog talkers. Woo-hoo! Glad to have you. And we see that you are lining up like crazy as if there was a big sale at the Dollar Tree. I don't know if they even have sales, but just imagine if they did. Okay, and we've got more to come with Jim, who's going to speak, and he's going to see all of you that are joining us internationally and nationally.
Right. Welcome all. We want to remind everybody the show is for informational, educational purposes only. Excuse me. We also want to remind you folks, if you're international, let us know, be you a caller or be you a Facebook Live viewer, just let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out as quickly as we can. Started off, we have Laura from London, Jeanette and Jay, both are from Canada.
Yay, right, Canada.
Those are international folks that I've
And yay,
seen.
London.
Yep, so that's it. That's what we've seen so far, but more to come. We know that. All right, let's get down to business because the calls are just, it's exploding. It is an explosion of calls tonight. You know, I figured in the United States, people love St. Patty's Day on a Friday. That's like a holy crap bonus when it's on a Friday.
They should be out.
Most everybody is just out running around drinking green beer, chasing green chicks, you know, like your Captain Kirk.
They should be blithering by now.
Well, it depends on where you are, what time zone you're in. They shouldn't be blithering in the East Coast time zone by now.
I made my own contribution to the effort today. I spent the afternoon making the typical corned beef and cabbage.
Let me get back to the show before we start shooting the shit, okay? All right, specifics here. Phone number, 515-602-9676. A lot of you folks are listening, so when you do call in, you'll get the message. You can listen to the show while you wait. And you hear the show. If you don't hear the show, that's a problem. Now, like I told some of the folks, if the hour strikes and you don't hear and you hear silence, don't freak out then early on. If you heard music, I'm waiting, all of a sudden it goes to nothing. That means there's a block talk problem. We'll straighten it out. Just stick around. And if the show's in, that means we have to restart it. But if you're like 10 minutes for the show and you hear nothing, there's a huge problem. Or you call it in the middle of the show. So that's the name of that tune. All right, when we take you live, you'll know you're live. You know you're live. We call your area code, and I think you hear a little unmuted, a little sound that says unmuted, which means we've taken you off mute.
Yeah.
Messenger, what do you keep screwing with that for? Well, that's a good reason. Messenger, folks, we will try. The list is gigantic, enormous, holy crap right now. But we will try to go to you, folks. Can't promise what time frame that'll be. Audio video is going to be your big time best bet when we open the Florida Messenger because it's quick, instantaneous, and it won't drag on. You can actually talk just like the callers do. Be audio, video, your decision. It'll be to Deborah Lee, though, mind you, on Facebook, and you have to be friends with her. That is the sound you're not going to hear tonight. Tonight.
Yeah, it's Rebel.
That's the sound you're going to hear. There are no angels here tonight, but the same rules are in effect. When you hear that, your reading with Deborah's done. Sorry, it was free. Get a couple questions in early. Don't say, oh, I got more questions now. Oh, no. When you hear that sound, those questions, you can either A, save it for a private reading, which you can arrange with Deborah on secondlovedoctor.com, the internet webpage, or the next live show we do, you can say that. Write it down. People come all the time, continue to ask questions and go into stuff. But because of all the callers, we have 4 billion, and because we'd also like to work the Facebook Messenger folks in or regular Facebook folks, whatever, we got to limit the calls. Yeah, so when you hear the yeehaw, that means just chill, stand by for your single Rebel card, and then we're moving on. All right? All right, let's do it, Deb.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I have a St. Patrick's Day gift for you, Mr. Jimbo.
Huh?
I'm going to let you do something that I never let you do. He's looking at me like, what?
Well, I pretty much can do anything I want on this planet as long as it's legal.
Well,
and moral.
I'm thinking in terms of the show.
Okay, you're going to let me read nasty cards.
If you must.
I must. All right, folks, everybody listen up and listen up now. If you just had a sad reading about a puppy dying, your mom and your grandma both got killed in a freaking car accident, and I pull a card and says, get your head out of your ass. That's what
you
get tonight.
You are not going to do that.
I sure as hell am. All right, these are rubble cards. There isn't a freaking unicorn, rainbow, little happy, gay-looking leprechaun to be seen here. All right, got it?
Have some decorum.
There will be negative decor, Batman.
If there are any dead puppies, there will not be pulling your head out of your ass.
Oh, listen and watch and wait. So, and that's a rebel card. One day a damn week, people can take their little chip off their shoulder and say, you hurt my feelings. You know what? One day a week, fuck your feelings. Just for the rebel card. That will be nice to you. We'll be nice to you in your reading. And if you are lighthearted and you're wearing a really short skirt and you can't handle the truth, when you hear the maybe you might not want to wait for your rebel card. Let's just put it that way. Nobody says you have to.
What does a skirt have to do with it? You mean a guy?
Yeah, men should be able to handle criticisms and stuff more than women. But if you can't handle the truth, like Jack Nicholson said in A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. If you can't, it's not truth. If you just can't handle the rebel cards, then my advice is don't listen to it, okay?
Yeah.
And it's not personal.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad that she's doing that. That is a good present. Yeah, and even Laura said, damn straight, I have to unhide it, and I did.
What if Mickey hears means you will pull the Michael?
I don't know what that means. These are rebel cards. You'll see that these have nothing to do with archangels at all. All right, let's just get the show on the road, Deb, all right?
I'm in the wrong place. Yeah.
Let's go to area code 780, starting international up in Canada, 780. Is it Jay?
Yes, it is. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you look pretty green. Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
You look pretty green on the Facebook.
Thank you. We got to do. That's right.
And I was going to say about those rebel cards, I don't think they're appropriate for tonight. I would have gone with fairy cards, and the sound noise, I would have gone with, like, lucky leopard charms or something like
that.
Right.
If we would have been truly into the and planned better is a big thing, we would have definitely had all that immediately lined up. We would have had little old-school folk Irish folk music in the background playing, no lyrics, just the nice, happy dance songs. Yes,
yep.
Absolutely. Yep, true that. All right, bring it on, Jay. What do you got?
Well, I got some good news. I applied for a job on, I think it's the 15th, and
sure.
They phoned me that day, basically, and said, would you like to go for a job interview I applied for a job, a whole bunch of jobs, and they phoned me up in the morning asking for a job interview today, and the job interview went really well, and it's great. Seems like it's a great company to work for, so that's
cool.
For references, and yeah, just gonna see how it goes. So they're gonna give a interview with two people, and they're gonna give a bunch of references. It sounds like the way they said
that's
it, they might be getting a job, but they're gonna let me know on Monday. So, but yeah,
right.
that's where it's at right now. Yeah.
Wow, sounds like the luck of the Irish is with you.
Luck of the Irish. Where's that music, Jimbo?
Yep, I'll just do it like that, yeah.
All right.
So you just applied for that, literally.
Yeah, I did. I applied for it in the morning, and I got a phone call in the afternoon, basically.
That's pretty badass.
Now, this isn't
your
friend was tipping you off about.
Oh, my God, I can't control this.
The one that you had a friend that was telling you about somebody he knew that was looking for.
Yeah.
Is this the job?
It's a different job.
Different,
yeah, different company.
Yeah.
I've been flying all over, but thanks for remembering.
You remember that. I think he told us that a couple times he called to go.
Yes.
He did.
Yeah, not the last time, but the time before, I think he mentioned that. He's been hitting it hard, which is the smartest ass thing to do if you're looking for a job. You go 110% on that shit. You know?
Yeah, you do too. So what would you like me to check your cards for you on?
On the interview, if you get it or not. Excuse me.
Or
that's it.
Something else.
That's it.
Or
all
something
right,
else, but I'll keep applying, so we'll see what happens.
Or something. Well, there you go. There's your two-parter.
Thank you.
Awesomeness. All right. Yeah, I saw the area code, and I was like, huh, I think I know who that is. And then as soon as you type something in the room, like 10 minutes later or whatever, I was like, yep, that's Jay. We don't get a lot of Canadian callers that actually call in on the phone line, on Blog Talk.
Yeah. Laura does.
Oh.
No,
Laura
does
not. Laura does not. Laura messengers us.
Yeah.
Do you have a special cell phone plan, or is it just exactly where you live? It doesn't really hurt you in the wallet?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have an internet phone line.
Ah, there you
so
go.
So if I phone to the United States,
yep.
I can stay as long as I want because it's basically it's in a plan. So I can stay on call for a long time, yeah, which is great.
That is awesome. Okay, there's the ticket. See that it is if you utilize that plan, it's a good deal because it's not expensive like it used to be many years ago. It used to be very expensive to have those things. All right, the cards are down.
Well, yes. and I want to say definitively you've got the job. But I always hate when there's a but.
Yeah, and life is full of buts. Bada bing, bada bang.
Things are still really kind of up in the air with them. And I'm hoping with you that it's going to be for you. Now, this company has an odd atmosphere, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to go there, or was this just an internet interview? I mean, have you been there?
No, I did actually talk to – I had an interview today. I talked to both inventory controller and a controller there, and they said that you'll be replacing – person that's been working there for 22 years, so there's not a lot of people that left the company. So, but
I want to think that you've got it. I do. Now, this company is kind of, there's a sense of it being, I'm trying to think how to word this, where you're going to have to be very,
I can't fill in.
Go in there and be Switzerland, is what I'm thinking.
Oh.
You can't just tread lightly, because some of the characters that work there, they make snap judgments about people, okay?
So I missed a little bit. So you're basically telling him he's going to get it.
I want to say he's going to
get
it.
Okay, that's, I missed a little bit of that. But I figured the fact that you're telling him how to go in there, I figured you must have, you see that, I guess, right?
And there's a move attached. Where would you be moving?
Well, I wouldn't be moving. It was actually just—it's about 20 minute, it's a 20 minute drive there.
This is a nothing drive.
Oh, well, there is, it's under jurisdiction. I'm going to go along and say it's 3 years out, but it could be much sooner. But yeah, you are going to relocate.
But it might not have anything to do with the job, will it? It just could be it's time for him to.
No. But I wish these cards were stronger about him getting. But if they're interviewing you and somebody else.
One other person.
Yeah. It could be they're still feeling very.
Well, they did the interview.
They interviewed the other one?
Well, I don't know if they interviewed him.
Yeah.
And he's going to find out on Monday. But he's got irons and fires all over the place, too. So it's possible maybe. Do you think maybe it might be another job that. Or not, or you think it's this exact one that he's asking about? I'm asking. I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, Cookie Pop.
Well, if you take this job, I don't see you lasting there too long, because it's you're going to want something that's more challenging for you, and gives you a sense of really doing something. So I don't know I don't understand the structure just from a card reading, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because they said it was kind of like it's busy but not so busy, and I've been busy since I first got my job from my last company since 2013. I've been on the run basically, so I don't know. I know what you mean. It might be like a job where I just get my skills in and then look for another job, right? But we'll see what the economy's doing like too. So
right,
I'm not going to take any chances.
Well, you're right. And the job in hand is better than, what, two in the bush?
Yeah.
So, better off you take the one in hand. I'd say go for it if you get it. Now, if you don't, it wasn't meant to be the direction for you. So that's how I get these things. Usually there's a cut and dry answer to questions like this, but I'm just not seeing that. So I don't want to build up your hopes. And then Monday comes
I'll pray on it. Ask my people that helped me this morning, maybe my, angels or, my past loved ones to help with it. So
why not?
Absolutely.
I definitely see success ahead for you.
To draw on outside
things
is never going to be a bad thing.
No. So, could check in with us on Monday.
Indeed, you could.
We'll be on News for the Soul that night, which starts at 6 p.m. Eastern instead of 7. So check with us, and we'll see how the ground is laying, okay?
Yeehaw!
Yes. Oh, boy, here you go.
Stand by for your Wibble card reading unfiltered.
And we have somebody new here with us.
Well, hang on a second.
Yeah.
You're giving away your power, Jay. You're a badass. Act like it. That's what the rebel card said. You know, that's not so bad. And I don't. Yeah. So if you feel every time you feel like maybe it's a little overwhelming, they say just you're the shit. You're a bad. Yeah. They if they turn you down, they screwed up at an interview. They screwed up.
And I think it would be you avoiding a bullet because I did see the atmosphere there is charged with a lot of jealousy, and it would also be like. If you've ever seen the series The Office that actually came out of England, yeah, you know, all that grapevine, juicy gossip that would get twisted around, I think this place might be in the running with The Office. What?
We just did a rumble card, Deb.
Yeah, okay, so it's time,
time to rock and roll, my dear.
Well, we have.
All right, thanks,
Mark. Yeah, Jay, good luck, and let us know.
All right, I got some international shout-outs to give, some new folks here. We have Debbie that says she's from Canada because she said Canadian cell phone plans suck.
Oh,
yeah.
And...
Well, welcome, Debbie. At least I think you're new. I don't recognize you before. And we have, who is it from Australia? Renetta from Australia. What do you do?
Or is it Renata?
Why?
Sorry.
So why didn't you just leave it alone?
And we also have Leanne, who's from
I think she's
Kingsland.
From the UK, are you not?
Kingsland, I think I saw.
It says Queensland.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's the UK.
She will have to
educate. I don't know of any country called Queensland.
Debbie's from Vancouver.
Well, that's Canada. Okay, I got
yeah.
that. Yeah.
That's where News for the Soul originates.
She's out west, another west. We have lots of western
She's
Canada.
She's from Queensland,
folks.
Australia.
Australia, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, we have another, we got an Aussie. I like it.
Welcome to all
Welcome.
Of you.
I just saw the news, I don't know how long ago, was that our country is going to partner up with them and build them a couple submarines soon.
For Australia?
Nuclear submarines, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's
attack
nice.
Boats. Attack boats, yeah. I don't know when that's supposed to go down, but yeah, I read that in the news somewhere.
Well, you know, it's like, I feel like the world is in a game of basketball. Remember back in school, you had to choose sides? It's also in that Ganesian song about...
Who's choosing a side?
It's like everybody's got to find their affiliation during all of this crap with North Korea, and you've got... The other place, Russia, Ukraine. Well,
Australia has never had a side to choose. We've all been together always since World War II.
Leanna's saying by 2045 they're going to do it.
That's not the date I saw. What I saw was after we build them some subs, them and Britain are supposed to unite and get into a sub building program together, I heard.
Remember, sometimes I'm speaking intuitively from what I've perceived.
Well, I'm just telling you
and
that,
I'm just
that
saying,
we've been allies
yeah.
way back. I mean...
With who? Australia?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying... We're
so they
gonna,
weren't choosing a ship.
No, they're not, but other... Never mind. Let's not get political. I'll beat you up later.
It's not political. We're talking history.
For you that are new
and allies
and may not be aware, we're using ordinary playing cards. Okay? And... So don't confuse with tarot, oracle, or any other system. This is personal prophecy. And I promise any of you that are interested, I'm in the process. I promise. It's just a couple of medical issues that I have right now preventing me from setting up that very free class that I have promised you. And I'll be sending out the information very soon. That will actually be from the beginners or the mini course.
Let's go back to the phone.
Okay.
203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We got a chop.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. It's Friday. Hey, love Red Cards. Yay.
Been a long time.
Yes.
How you doing?
It's Pat in Connecticut, and Chance likes swear words, so he wants a rebel. Let's give
That's
Chance
true.
A rebel card.
Chance is he's a guy's dog.
He's
a guy's
dog.
He's cool with a swear word.
He could have his own show.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yep.
I heard him. Bring that shit on.
Yeah. Let me think. It's two questions. first of all, is my friend's daughter, who's pregnant, diagnosis, 32 weeks pregnant. Is she and the baby going to be okay? And if you want to do just a real quick, I know I got to ask you two questions first. If you want to just do a real quick general on me, that would be great. But
no, I really but at 32 weeks, isn't that baby viable for it to be born?
Yes, and they are going to do a cesarean, but they're really hoping to push it. 32 to 34 weeks can be really dangerous for particular reasons.
For their lungs?
Yeah.
Yes, you're very smart, Deborah.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, like I remember.
And so what are we saying?
I know you're smart.
Are they trying to keep her from delivering?
They're hoping to. They're also planning to, you know, do cesarean when they need to. It's, you know, the mom who's a nurse told me all the possible things that can happen. And I know that this daughter, she's been trying to get pregnant for so long. It's her first. And also the husband who's been out of work for a number of years just got a job and is going to have to start when all this happens. Anyway, I'm just want to make sure.
She doesn't have preeclampsia, does she? As, you know, high blood pressure and all that?
Not yet. I guess that's a risk for that, but no, she doesn't. But she did gain a tremendous amount of weight before her, before she got pregnant. I guess there's a risk of diabetes something right now.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? Every one of my pregnancies, I gained almost 100 pounds. And back then, I was a little tiny thing. They called me Moby Deb. And the reason is was carrying a male child. And I felt like I had a hangover for every single 9 months. And I had to keep eating. So I'm not saying, you know, I'm the poster child for gaining weight and all of that. But I didn't have any issues. So
well, she gained it before she got pregnant and then continued. So. She's got carrying a lot of weight.
What is your second question?
Well, general, she said.
If you want to do a
car or
that's it. No, yeah. Not today. Chance, I know you guys are really busy, and that would be great. And a rebel card for Chance.
I shall do so for Chance, my friend.
Okay.
Because he does not fear nasty words. He's okay with it.
He doesn't. Yep.
He's a guy, you know. You throw that shit around, you know, like it's nothing, you know. Nothing personal, you know. It's just a bad word.
Well, but they're harsh.
Life, you know what? Life is frickin' harsh, isn't it? Right?
No.
Unless you went, bullshit. Life is
rainbows and unicorns.
If life was rainbows and unicorns, we never would have invented all the crazy stuff we invented. We had to invent a lot of stuff just to survive. Look at all farming equipment has come along just because we had to feed people. You get them science and farming, medical science to keep people alive. Life was a harsh bit.
But it's based on a beautiful vision, and that's why they keep striving forward. It's on saving those lives or feeding those people. They're not saying, well, we're doomed, but maybe we could at least try to put something together.
I'm speechless, so I will just keep going on.
All right. I think that the outcome, I'm not supposed to give medical, you know, insight as far as prognoses or...
Start a disclaimer, folks.
Right,
professional disclaimer real quick before she gives the reading. We're not doctors, lawyers, contractors. We're just intuitive card reading, so you can't hold us legally to anything we say. And I'll go ahead, Deb, back to Pat.
It's under sure to come true. And I really think if these were my cards, my opinion would be everything's going to be all right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. What was the first thing you said? Something to come true?
Yes, that designation of sure to come true. And I can't remember a time. Let me tell you this. If the baby has to come early, it's going to be fine. Okay?
Yep. Yeah.
It's important to hold the faith here. Gotta hold the faith.
Gotta have faith.
That's right.
Yes.
A little George Michael for you.
Yeah. You know what? I just wanted your answer so I can calm down and then just now pray now and be positive. So I had to check in with you.
Positivity is very important.
I'm not seeing any grief or suffering here.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Hans, you're more than welcome.
Anything general for her while you did the call? Because she was part two of her question. Do you see anything generally for her?
Love for you is picturing.
Love is in
romance.
The
Good.
Zagut.
Yes. You just be picky there, Pat.
True that.
You know, remember, who the one you're picking now is the one that's going to last for life at this point.
That's right.
In your life.
Right.
Yeah, don't pick that fruit up off the ground. Ooh,
no, or hanging fruit.
That fruit hit the ground, walk away.
It's full of worms. And
it's just not worthy.
I've got a history of that. I think I learned my lesson. Thank you. And listen, I didn't want to get into the car thing because I had that question that became so important. I just got the news about the young woman, and I just wanted to ask you. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I think it's going to be okay regardless which way it goes.
Okay.
Whether it goes closer to full term or soon, right?
That baby's got a guardian angel too, you know.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's right.
That angel's standing right by.
It's probably the spirit inside waiting to come to life, right?
I tell you honestly, I had 5 live births, and I lost 2, so I have 5 instead of 7. But my baby, and they didn't want to come out. I mean, seriously. And so for somebody like this, it's hard for me to understand how a baby wants to come early. Or, you know, it doesn't want to, but it's going to, or something like that.
No, it's got a something bad going on with it that's really putting it at risk.
Yeah.
I don't know the word for it, but it affects the liver.
Well, as in like jaundice?
No,
It begins with
a C, and it's creating bile, and it's affecting the liver, and that can lead to a bunch of other things. Yeah.
Well, one thing I want to say there's an amazing doctor here, a male doctor, who is focused on this case. This girl's got quite a medical team. It's a crack team. Yeah.
I got you. When you said here, I thought you meant like here. Like, no, you mean here in her,
yeah,
in
they're
her
right
picture.
Here, Patch, and our Patch.
Okay, I got
and
you.
I'm going to dispatch them to the girl.
I thought you were talking like here in Norfolk. What?
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, I got you now.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Devin.
Here's Chance's rubble card reading.
God.
Be fucking grateful. It could be so much worse.
See, I told you.
That's from the bad one.
You know what? That may be for me. dogs are always grateful. Anyway, thank you for that card. He's barking and saying thank you, and he's saying, I am fucking grateful.
Yes! Right. Yay, Pat!
I do a freaking paw bump with him.
He wants a paw bump.
Paw bump with Chance. All right. Thank you so much for holding.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Good luck to all concerned.
I think this card should be for everybody on Earth.
Really?
You think, oh, my God, it's freaking frick. But you know what? Like I've always said, it's a big planet, billions of people. And you think, I can't believe all the shit that's happening. It's like, you know what? There'd be somebody, at least one person, probably a whole bunch of people that would love to trade with you their lives.
Okay.
Because they got real bad shit.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? Steve Harvey is a strong advocate that if you get up every single day and you have gratitude and appreciation in your life, I think so. But let me finish. He said nothing but good things will come to you. You know, it's hard not to get up and go, great. Same shit, different day. You know what I mean? We have to get up and say, well, guess what? The house didn't burn down during the night. You know,
Oh, you have a house.
We didn't wash away in a flood, right? We're not living in a box.
You have a house.
Bridge.
We're not living in some kind of hut that as soon as the wind comes along, it's going to get blown over. You have
got
no medical care whatsoever.
You got Doritos in the cabinet.
Yeah, your
crackers.
The thing that pissed me off the most is I have to separate myself from the Doritos and I'm getting fat. Yeah.
No.
A lot of people would love to have that problem.
God. All right.
Let's do it.
We got to go to another call, but those of you, hang in there on Facebook because we're not going to just up and leap when the
Lisa. Hello, Lisa. Are you here? Lisa.
Hello. Hello.
Hello there.
She is there.
No, everyone that is new. Boy, do we have new people tonight, Lisa.
Oh, we got billions of people.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, they have no idea about what we're doing
you
here.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm really kind of sad because I know I'm on a new journey and I don't know. What do the cards say? I mean, we're going to have dinner together right now, but his boyhood friend is coming, and he and I have been having words almost every day. And I mean, we're okay now. We're friendly this moment in time, but.
Let me ask what are these words?
I'm trying.
What are the words
I'm
about?
I'm trying to look.
You said you're having words every day.
Like,
the big picture on that.
Oh, I'm trying to let him go. You know, I'm just spending more time on my own and letting him go. And it's just sore. You know, I feel bruised. And what are the words? Well, let's see. We had words yesterday, but we patched it up. What did we say? I can't even remember. We've had so many words at different times. I can't even remember. Right now we're out, very social. We're going to make dinner, and family is here. Well, I don't remember what the words were. They were just, I'm trying to remember what they were. We just, I don't know. I'm so exhausted, you know, with this whole thing, and I'm just trying to.
You sound spent. You're right.
It sounds like you're kind of reached a point where it's not doing it for
well,
you anymore.
It's very hard. It's very difficult. And you know what? He's got a big old boyhood friend that he's known for decades that's coming on Monday and is going to spend a whole week here. So
okay.
How's that going to be?
Interesting. Okay.
What if you fall in love with him? I'm just saying.
I doubt it.
Oh, never say never.
All right. To everybody that's new.
Is he heterosexual?
Yeah.
Boyhood friend.
Yeah, that's a good question. We don't know.
Or don't you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, well, then I'd throw it out there. Just throw it out.
Okay, for those of you that are new.
I'm assuming he probably is.
I'm going to give it to you in a nutshell, okay? Lisa has been like a case study for us for at least 3 weeks. She comes on every show just about. And we have followed her journey as she has fallen in love with her gay neighbor. Yeah. And this happened, so it's not that bizarre, but the thing is we wanted to, first of all, help her cope with this situation. And second of all, I wanted to show those of you that are listening or watching, I wanted to show you what I do as an intuitive therapist and how I help you through your journey to the point where you make the choices for yourself that are the best ones. So now let's see. You just wanted to see what the cards say.
Between him and I.
Well, he's really going to try to hold on to you. Okay, you are starting to realize the pitfalls in this relationship from what I see here. Okay, and there are. And you're getting what I would call battle weary. You know, it's...
It's like a battle fatigue, right?
Yes,
yeah.
From the arguing and the, you know, the having to stick up for yourself.
The emotional
and,
stuff can be more draining than physical stuff.
God,
sometimes.
Yes.
And obviously you're at that point the way you're talking to us. Like, you're just like running up against a wall.
Now, the irony would be if the boyhood friend walks in and he's devastatingly gorgeous. He is straight as an arrow. And you walk away with his friend. But I'm just saying that just
she's not seen that in the cards. She was just throwing it out there as a holy crap, what if type thing. So she didn't see that in the cards.
No.
You know what? I would never cheat on my significant other. Not that he's my significant other. I sense his very vulnerability. I feel he's so vulnerable. I called him a few days ago. We were having words. You know, every day it's a different chapter of words. And I called him and he was crying. And I said, okay, well, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make dinner. I want things to be good between us. And then the next day we had more words. And then the next day we had more words. And it's usually 5 minute spats. And then right now I was talking to him. My family and I were gone all day, and I just drove up. And then he said, well, you know, I could put a salad together. And I said, okay, I have this, and we're making that. I just feel vulnerability. I would never do anything with his friend. You know, I would just – I'm going to let those two go at it, whatever. I think his friend is heterosexual. I mean, go at it as far as,
so to
you know,
speak. Have a good old
– Go at.
Good old buddies from the past. Have a good time out there. Yeah, I know what you meant.
In their underwear and have a tickle match.
He's come on.
That's what
but
men want
what?
Us to do.
Yeah, well, because we're men.
Deborah, you see him trying to hold on to me? Is that what you see?
I do. I feel like he's not ready to. If anybody's going to let go, it's going to be him. But if you let go, he's going to feel victimized.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Anyone lets go, he will be the one to let go of me.
He would want to be the one. He'd want to be the dumper, not the dumpy, because.
Oh fuck! I don't want him to dump me.
It's an ego thing.
I'm not ready.
He's not ready.
Do you see it?
Said she's not.
I'm not ready.
He's not ready.
So then I guess this will be the relationship they have until the end of times.
The cards are simply.
No, because I am. He's got his boyhood friend for the whole week. So I'm drumming up business for myself with my girlfriends. Let's go do this. Let's schedule that. Let's go out of town. No, I'm going to be very busy.
Oh, my God.
And me.
Well, don't be. You got to be honest, Deb.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Jim is chastising me, but we'll just soldier on here. Okay. Lisa, you there?
She's there.
Yeah.
I want you to prepare yourself. These two have quite a connection from the old days.
I know they do.
And I have a sense you're going to feel left out.
Of course, all you women are.
That's okay. That's why I plan on not being here.
That's normal.
Oh, you're not going to be there?
No, she's already making alternate
plans.
No,
I'm trying to be busy. I'm trying to be really busy.
Okay, that's a good thing. And, you know, as well you should be.
But Deborah, you say that he actually planning on dumping me?
No,
that's not what she said.
I'm saying that's his way of thinking in all of this. You are like held for him in suspended animation. For him, nothing can change. It has to stay the same.
He likes it just the way it is right this second.
Even if he yells at you, it's still got to stay the same.
That's why he makes up right away.
Yeah.
But he doesn't think of dumping me, does he?
No. If anything, he wants to keep you captive in this relationship.
What she said was he's the type of person that doesn't want to be dumped. And if he thought there was a point that he would rather be the one that does the dumping.
Rather than you.
Doesn't mean he's ever going to do it. It doesn't mean he's ever going to do it. He just doesn't want to be the one that gets dumped on. But
no, but
not
you know what?
He's not doing
anything
to prevent it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can see how what you're saying is that I know they have a strong connection. Just listening to him talk all these months, and I know they have a strong connection. I know it. And that's why I'm planning on keeping super busy. Plus, who knows? Maybe something will happen good for me.
Yeah. Well, everything happens for a reason, even if we don't see it.
Truth.
Right. And I'm amazed for you to say that, because you are
right.
Jim has got the mind of an engineer, and they engineer everything, and they analyze.
And if something goes wrong, it happened for a reason. So they go back and see, what did we do wrong?
Yeah, good thing.
To make it, what did we do way back then, why this failed? Because obviously with humans made it fail. I'm talking engineering-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Anyway, back to that.
Okay,
Deb, do you think his friend will like me? Not sexually, but do you think his friend will approve of me?
Oh, yeah. He's going to want to be your friend, too. But, you know.
Why does that approval matter?
It doesn't matter. You know, it just makes things a little easier because the guy next door has said some stuff that's been really out of whack, and I've gotten really furious with him. And I'm so exhausted. I'm really exhausted. And I, you know, if his friend likes me, at least it might be smoother sailing. Listen, I'm not staying in this. You know, this is not my forever guy, and I am going to be busy this coming week. It's the only way I can deal with this stuff. And you know, I can put my feet up because I've been really busy lately.
When does he come
and
in?
I can
what
do
day,
my own thing.
Monday.
He comes Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you got a whole weekend yet. All right. I'm just curious. All right.
But I think you're suffering a lot of mental exhaustion.
He is.
Because my vision of, here's what I'm seeing you, what I envision
alone?
You, is your there's a track, like, you know, where people go jogging, stuff on, and you are going around and around this track, and you're getting tireder and tireder.
There's no finish line.
There isn't. That's it.
You just run on the same freaking track, and it doesn't have a finish line, a goal.
Well, you know, the things that do happen between us, he and I, he does more and more and more and more and more. He can be very, very generous in the way that we spend family time together, and, you know, he's just so kind, but he's joined at the hip with me when we're out in public. He acts like we're glued, super glued together, and I don't know.
Did he stop the hugging and the kissing?
Well, I was yelling at him about that, and we haven't had time right now, and I don't know that it'll ever go back to that because I did yell at him for that. But then the other thing is, when we were out and about together, he tells people in front of me when I'm talking to other people, he says, oh, you and I are going to go do this together. You and I are going to do that. We're going to do that. So it's like we're boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm tired of the confusion I feel. You know, I'm just so tired.
No kidding. But I have a bit of a kicker here in your cards to share with you. That friend, you need to spend a little time at least being cordial and meeting him, getting to know him a little, and you know why? Because he's going to give you some really good intel. He's going to tell you how madly in love this guy is with you.
My neighbor?
That's going to help everything.
I didn't say it would help, but I'm just saying.
That's going to make everything perfectly fall into place like a freaking puzzle.
You know, I'm sick to my stomach over this. I honestly think I'm going to go into an insane asylum sometimes. My stomach is so tired of being full of anxiety. We're out there on the porch, and I'm just looking at him, and I'm looking at his hands, I'm looking at his hair, I'm looking at his face, and I'm thinking, I really have to go away from all this. I just can't do this anymore to myself.
You're looking at physical attributes.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
That's what you just said, hair, hands, face. You didn't say anything about his personality, how he's treating you. You just look at him.
Oh, hey, I haven't even gotten to that point. If we have 3 days, I'll go down the list. But I'm coaching myself when I'm driving home. I'm thinking, do not speed. You know what's at the end of the rainbow. Don't think it's at the end of the rainbow. You have to move on. This is not for you. You can't be like this with him. You know, I'm trying to coach myself over this.
Well, at least, you know what, then you are, you know, and it doesn't have to happen overnight anyway. She's figured it out, and she's just going to have to take it slow day by day, right?
Yeah.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do. I just hope it doesn't wear you out so much emotionally that you, like, just want to, like, punch out. Like, some people just want to, like, lock themselves in their apartment for a week or so just to read.
Oh, God, yeah, no, I would never do that. No, I love nature.
It's not a bad thing, but some people will do that. They're just so tired, they just, like, shut everything
down.
You
know, if anything, I would go pitch a tent out in the desert or something. No, you're right, but I'm a nature person, and I couldn't, that's not, yeah. If someone wanted to punish me, they would lock me up in a house. I would go stir mad. No, I love nature, but you're right. That would be... So you think his friend's going to tell me that?
Yeah, I do. I do.
You say it louder.
I do.
She believes that you're going to get some insight. And, you know, come on. And even in a real, like, even if they were really engaged, you chicks would pump the friend for info.
In our own way.
In our own way. Oh, my
God. No, I'd be scared to.
You chicks would be like,
I'd be
not
afraid.
Freaking interrogators.
No, I'd be afraid. I'd be afraid.
Yep.
I'd be afraid that he would tell him, and then he would get mad at me.
No,
oh,
no.
Your
case, yes. Your case, yes. Right.
Well, you're not going to be, probing this guy's mind. He's just going to volunteer it. And I just want you to be prepared for it. That's all.
You know what, though?
What?
Oh, I didn't mean to, like, poke you. So you do somersaults. If her neighbor is really worried about that, he won't let them be alone. If he really doesn't want her to find out about things about him and his childhood past, he's not going to let them be alone.
Thing is, he's got to pee sometime.
Yeah, but he could pee. I tell you what, I timed myself. I work in this giant building, you can't even imagine. I went and freaking walked 1,000 miles to pee, walked back, and it was less than 2 minutes. So she's not going to get a lot of time. I'm just telling you. Only reason I knew that, I didn't time myself. I put something in the microwave, and I went and peed and came back, and it's like, oh, my God, I was gone less than 2 minutes. And I walked way the hell across this building to pee and come back. So she's not getting a lot of time alone if he doesn't want her to. True that?
And I don't care. I'm not.
Right.
I'm just,
no, you don't.
So fucking,
we know.
I'm just, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to I'm trying to focus on things, on my personal responsibilities,
sure.
You know, and just make sure I got that covered and then this other stuff.
Just have a backup plan. Have a backup plan. Just assume the worst. I always assume that they won't include you with any plans. But be prepared and that they want you to come out with them a lot. Just have, you know, just do that. Do both. Always assume the worst. Because a lot of times, you know how it is, Deb.
Yeah.
When like say, even if you're, like, recently married and a guy's old buddy comes into town, they're going to want to go out and just get drunk and stop swinging drunk. And they don't want chicks around,
well,
right?
Supposedly he doesn't drink. The room.
I'm throwing an example out, like, in a different world.
You think? They just want to go chase tail somewhere and get drunk?
They just want to have a party.
Yeah.
Not these two. I'm saying another, like a regular relationship that people are committed. When a boy, a school way back in the day, boyhood friend comes into town, they want to go out and party. They're not going to do anything wrong, but they kind of don't want the wives around, right?
They don't, right.
And it's not a bad thing. It's just because they want to go back and relive their little youth because it's gone, you know?
I don't even know how he thinks of me. I don't even know how he sees me. I don't know
right.
if he just thinks I'm some thorn in his side. I have no idea. I don't care anymore. Really.
You know, he comes back. When you two, how many of these breakups have you had?
Hi, Margaret from Scotland, International Shell.
Yeah,
go back.
See her.
They
Hi,
never
Margaret.
Actually had a breakup.
Well,
ever.
They have these, well, Lisa... deletes his number, she blocks
or
him.
Or they just have disagreements.
Yes.
Yes.
But then he comes round again, and I think a lot of it is if these things trigger abandonment issues from his early life, from his childhood. I mean, this stuff can go back a really long time, you know. And I think that he needs to hang on to you in certain
Right, Lisa.
Yeah.
Remember, I hope she was listening. She knows you're getting a robocard reading, and it's not going to be filtered to happiness. But it could still be. I'm not giving you one bad or good on purpose. I'm taking what gives me. It says, subject is, get the fuck out of your head. Get in your heart. Get in your heart. It misses you. So I think this is saying, get out of your head. You're totally emotionally
overthinking,
distraught. Get back in your heart.
You know what? If I stayed in my heart,
about yourself.
If I were staying in my heart, I'd be drooling over him.
I think it means get in your heart, your heart about you,
and
not about somebody
want.
Around
you. Oh, the self-love thing. Okay, yeah.
Remember, you're number one. These other people might not really, in theory, care about you that much, as you think.
Yeah, I know.
But you always should be your number one fan.
No, I get it. I get it for sure.
Yeah, you have to. Somebody wrote a song that says you have to love yourself and look out for yourself because nobody else might be doing that, you know what they say, or some weird song like that.
And you know, if you think back on the movie Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise, if any of you have seen it and you remember, they're in the elevator and those two are signing, and after they get off the elevator, Jerry says to Renee Zellweger, says, I wonder what they said. He said to her, you complete me. And I've had such an issue with that in view of this method and having clients. You should complete yourself first.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. I agree. No, I don't mean yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. And I'm trying to remember that quote.
No,
I totally
get it.
What quote? You complete me?
No, I get it.
They talked about Jerry Maguire, but that quote came from another movie, didn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, anyway, we're talking about Hollywood crap now, and we don't need to do that. Well, Lisa, so what's your plans for the rest of the night? Because I know you guys, it's only about going on 6 there, right?
Hello.
Lisa, what are your plans for the rest of the night?
Maybe we lost her.
We got Lisa down. We got Lisa down.
I'm sorry. I put you on mute.
What are you doing tonight?
We're getting ready to make dinner.
All right. Well, we'll let you go back to that. And you know where to find us.
Yes.
Okay.
And good luck.
Thank you.
And don't let yourself get so emotionally spent where you just wither up.
No, I've been up since 4 a.m. I've just been running. I did yoga at 8. You know, I'm running. I'm just running.
I hear you.
That's where a lot of it. Yeah.
I'm with you. I got up at 4:30 this morning, so I'm a happy, happy, joy guy. All right.
Yeehaw!
Let's do it.
Yeehaw!
All right, Lisa.
Sure, have a good night.
We look forward to your next call,
we'll
as always.
Check in with you tomorrow during the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my dear.
Bye. Bye-bye, hon. I would really like to try to get some of these folks that have been waiting through, you know, the whole hour. So we'll just keep going, and we will. I forget you on Facebook.
No, both. Let's see who we got. Oh, that's Busty. Some of these folks have been holding for over an hour. As is area code 703 from Northern Virginia. 703, is this Andrea?
Andrea.
No, it's not.
Oh, look at that.
I like it. It is a giant area code. That was. We were like making a bad assumption because that's a huge area code as far as population. Go ahead. Where are we speaking?
Hi, I'm calling. It's been, I don't know, I'm mentally exhausted. I don't know why, so just a general reading will be great.
Tell us, what is your first name?
Yeah, we know we've talked to you. What's your name again?
Vicky.
I recognize the voice.
Yes.
100% the voice. I just put a name to it. All right, what's going on now? What's happening where you're mentally exhausted?
I don't know. I just... My energy has been off since yesterday and today, and I went to CVS, and I was heading home, and the lady ran the red light and almost ran into my car, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Interactive Joe real quick from the UK.
All right, so it's been a rough week, were you saying?
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why. I don't know. know what's going on.
She's feeling drained more than she thinks. She can't really put her finger
on. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, that's what I got. She's basically, she feels like it. She's wiped out, but it hasn't been that big of a type of week, which is what she's saying. She wants to know why she's feeling so wiped out.
Like down, and I just...
feeling blah,
like whatever it is,
doctor.
I need to... like blah, blah, I just need to shake whatever it is.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I work in IT. I'm starting a new job next week. And...
Okay, cool. Well, that's cool. I'm just curious because the reason that I ask that is because a lot of people that feel that are like empaths and stuff like that, right?
I am. But I don't know which energy. I know I'm very much an empath, and that's why
There's something around her then that she's absorbing from somebody,
exactly, and I don't know what it is. That's the issue.
Are you keeping yourself grounded and using necessary boundaries if you need to? Because, you know, empaths can make themselves sick. You can get sick from
all that. Let's find out. What do you do? Do you have a plan for that type of thing?
I don't know what's going on. That's the thing. It's not like, you know, there's people around me that are going through stuff, and I'm feeling it's just weird. I can't pinpoint what it is. I'm like, is it the new job? I'm thinking about it. Subconsciously, I don't know.
Being an empath, do you have some kind of something out there where you can ground yourself and deal with it even if you don't know the source, like Deb was talking?
I usually just kind of sage my place and just kind of sage, take a bath, you know, some lavender oil and stuff like that.
Have you tried it?
No, I'll probably do that tomorrow. I just don't have the energy to do it today.
Well, we understand. You know, life is busy, especially in the new IT job and stuff.
And
what do you got, Deb?
Yeah, Vicki, that's a lot of it, is that you are having, and you may not even be entirely aware, but you are having, like, nerves about the new job. It possibly includes a lot of overthinking that you're not even aware of. You know, going to a new job to me is often like appearing on a stage and you don't even have material prepared because you don't know what they want you to do. And I think that if you try to look at this as a really upcoming, good, pleasant experience, it's going to be. So that seems to be a lot of it.
I'm not even viewing it, unless in my subconscious mind, I'm not viewing it as a negative experience, right?
Well, it's hard to say. That's what I'm picking up on here is
reading.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what more it could be. One thing that a lot of people have issues with is seasonal affective disorder. This must be on.
No, it might not be you.
No. Okay, and
it's her.
They have special light bulbs you can get. I think they're from Sweden. And they actually, imitate sunlight in your home.
Did
you drop one?
I dropped the housing cards. Go ahead, Deb. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. Vicki, I'm out of sorts about what your reading involves as far as what the cause is. I know you got some wonderful things coming for you. Wow, 3-10s in a spread, that is like in a trio, you know, in a spread, is like a rocket ship to the moon that's coming to you. New love, new job. You may be picking up the energy on your future.
Wow, there you go.
You know, it's actually out there for you. And I got to ask you a really dumb question. Have you been through menopause?
Actually, I think I'm going through that right now, so that could be a part of it.
Oh, heck yes. I'm on the other side of it now. My mother took hormone replacement and had a massive stroke and brain hemorrhage. So my sister
and I...
No, I'm not doing that. We didn't either. Mm-hmm. We went through it cold turkey, but sometimes it helps to get a little, I call it my happy pill. It's just a very small antidepressant that I take, and it just keeps me level. Things on a nice, even level for me.
Relatively speaking.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, guys, watch out.
If you see yourself crying for no reason,
watch out,
getting angry for no reason, I mean, you're in an imbalance right now, Vicki. Well, you'll be so glad when you get to the other side, except you still keep having the night sweats and the hot flashes, but it can be lived with. So
you think it's more of, you know, subconsciously,
yes,
the new job, the energy and everything else is a combination.
And, you know, it is a feeling almost like excitement when you can perceive that good things are on the way.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and that's what I feel. Your cards show nothing negative. If anything,
awesome.
They show everything is positive. So we also have to remember about stress. There are two types of stress. One is distress, and that's the stuff that's the negative stress. But there's also, I almost gave all of you the finger by using it as my number two. The number two stress is eustress. And that is...
Is what?
Eustress, E-U with stress.
Okay.
And that...
Never heard of that.
And that is the happy stress. Getting married, Christmas, birthdays, a new baby getting born, new job.
Gotcha.
I mean,
but it's still stress nonetheless, right?
Right. It's stress. And your body has to assimilate all of that into your everyday waking life. So
okay.
Anxiety. You know, if you have too much stress, you're going to, it's not just you, I'm just saying, I ended up with anxiety panic disorder where I have to keep it at bay. I have to pay attention to myself a lot because not getting enough sleep, having too much excitement, or getting, having a sudden tragic experience, any of these things can put you down in that spiral. So I would say, yes, it's your subconscious. And you're picking up on things that could be around you. And a good colleague of mine told me is when you're out in public and you're an empath, imagine, I don't even know if they have them anymore. You know what a glass telephone booth is? Because I don't know if
they might have them in other countries more than here.
Okay, put that imaginary glass telephone booth around you. You know,
how the hell did Superman change into his shit in the telephone booth?
maybe they were different without. Maybe they were like in England where they're like.
No, they
red.
Showed him. They showed him. I guess because he could do it like so fast, a blur. That's why.
Didn't he kind of twirl?
It was like.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you think somebody would have saw his wife hanging out while he was changing, you know?
And pay attention now when you get these feelings like this. Of being down and all. Now, when you meet that man that I've told you about and he asks you out, you might find yourself all stirred up again and maybe feeling depressed. People that get married, you know, you put all the planning into this wedding or having this baby, and then there's that big boom of excitement, the eustress, and afterwards there's the letdown. You know, that comes after a big event, something like that. So pay attention to it, and I don't see it being an affliction for you, just maybe a mood swings, you know, and if you see too many of them. Yeah, there's a lot of holistic measures out there, and I'm sorry it sounds weird the way I'm talking. To all you new folks joining us, I'm going through.
Well, Laura in London said you were talking fine
earlier.
Well,
thank you, but
you said
I feel
fine.
Like
you
I'm
said
not.
You sound fine.
I'm going through all kinds of dental issues, and I'm wearing this appliance.
Women are so self-conscious.
And I feel like I can't hardly talk. So.
And then that makes you your own worst enemy.
I have a feeling on Monday you're going to feel better. Okay, you're going to feel better.
So is this new man just out and about at work or through a friend?
I felt that I saw him meeting you around the workplace. He could be working at a next door place. He might be in another department. And I used the example of you might go out to your car and need to get a jump. Maybe you left your lights on, you know, or something that's going to bring him his path to intersect yours. And that's, I feel it's going to be a chance meeting. Like a meet cute in the movies was what they call it.
Oh.
So you do have wonderful things to look forward to, you know, and I hope that you'll stay in touch with us. Because
I will definitely keep you posted. I will.
Thank you, because these readings actually raise your vibration. So that after you've had a personal prophecy reading, and don't ask me how it works, but it does, and you'll walk away, and there's a great time to manifest that future you want, to be able to envision what's coming for you. And that's a good thing, Vicki. I do. What?
Keep talking.
Awesome. Thank you.
We're going to give you one of these rebel
cards.
We
are in a second, but you should keep talking because I have to go after somebody.
I don't like how mean they are. I mean, I gave him, what do you want to call it, like a carte blanche tonight that he, on St. Patrick's Day, he can read the naughty ones in the deck. But normally I do not. So as soon as he's finished here.
Well, I never really finished. But so anyway. Oh, wrong button.
Okay.
Yeehaw!
Oh, boy.
All right.
No. Oh.
Irash, a shout-out to Laura from Canada.
Laura.
The Rebel card reading subject is stop fucking whining.
No.
No one wants to listen to that shit. Complaining makes you weak. You have strength to change the world, so do it.
No, that was...
The positive message at the end, though, is positive. I am not changing the Rebel card reading one. Deb gave me the one time in my entire life I can read.
Yeah, he's got me coughing, too.
But the last thing it said was you have the power to change it. Actually,
you really do.
It was negative at first, but it says, you know what? It's like sometimes when somebody, like you see them on TV, they got to slap somebody out of a funk. Get out of that funk. You are
well,
horrible.
You just did. I appreciate it. You just did. Thank you.
Yes, yes indeed.
Well, I'm glad because that one was a strong one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So funny. But thank you, guys. Thank you.
Right. Again. Thank you very much.
And do call us again.
Indeed.
We'd love to hear from you.
All right. We got to keep on, and right?
Yeah, and I don't know how to get the...
Laura from London loves this deck.
Oh, my God.
Thank God I got one fan that loves it.
It's on Amazon.
No, but
you
it doesn't matter if it's on
there.
Amazon. She won't let me ever read these cards, ever. We've had this rubble deck for like 4 to 5 years, I think.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a year.
You had it like... A year or two before COVID. Time is flying. Oh,
and Joe's getting a bang out of it, too.
Yeah, and Laura loves it. Everybody loves it. So what do you think about that, Deb? Everybody loves it except you.
Because I try to be a good girl.
Laura from London's going to buy that damn shit.
There it is. Well, good. Get the deck.
It does rock. You know what?
Yeah. What?
Look how our generation is changing. We can't, when a child has a bad test, we can't mark it up and read it. It's going to make them feel bad.
Yeah.
We can't let little Bobby know that he rocked the fucking math test because he's a dumbass that didn't study. No, we got to use magenta so he feels better. How's that going to make him be a better adult when he's 35 years old, that he was coddled? Anyway, all right, what do you want to do, Deb? You want to go answer? Is it time?
Well, we could, trot between two of them.
No, I mean...
It's Friday night.
I'm not in a rush. I'm just saying, you want to, let's do Messenger. The priority will be audio, video, messenger calls to Deborah Lee. We'll open that door for a few seconds, and then we'll take the typed question after that.
If you feel like calling in, you may.
It's going to be better for
it's
you.
It's going to be Messenger Portal.
Yeah, you're going to do a Messenger, audio or video.
Oh, there she is.
And there's Jen. Jenny on the spot. Or Jen.
Okay. Oh, hang in there, Jen. Hello, my darling.
Zokelman.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Oh, my gosh. It's late. Aren't you like 9 hours ahead of us?
It might be early in the morning.
She's in Dubai.
It's after 4 a.m. for sure.
Well, so you could be getting up early. Depends how you look at it.
All right, hon. You don't have an early call in the morning, do you?
Early call.
You know, for work?
No. You know, it's so interesting. I think they're preparing for Ramadan soon because they will start to sleep at 5:30 in the morning here. And their days are very light, let's just say. I mean, unless they're government and you have to go to work, you know, but most people are resting and fasting. So I'm not fasting, but
All right. So tell us. My love, what's
you have the cards at your
mind?
Disposal. What would you like to talk about?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I like your color coordination. So I don't know if you planned that. Did you plan it?
Yes, we did.
It's St. Patrick's Day, Friday, March 17th. So we did kind of the green thing.
Oh, it is. I didn't even realize that. Okay, that's cool.
Well, where you are, that day has passed already. That was yesterday
right.
for you.
Yeah.
Hey, for our UK folks, it's already passed, too.
Well, anyway, we thought it was cute. So,
well, thank you very much.
I guess. The main question I have is still on the meeting with Mr. H, but anything you pick up is interesting, in my class.
Okay. Give me a little more detail. Like, are you with your boyfriend or are you free right now?
I don't have a boyfriend.
Okay. That's what I was wondering, Jill.
She had a boyfriend.
I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Okay.
When you said that, I was whispering to myself, boyfriend? Okay, never mind. Roger, hey.
Yeah.
I'm
free.
Ooh.
She's free as the wind, free spirit.
Now, the meeting with Mr. H, did it ever get arranged?
No, I have a couple of meetings coming up with people that can potentially make that possible, but I've been waiting for them. So it's very slow here, but it's coming, I think.
Is this a good time during Ramadan to be trying to meet him?
You know, it's funny. It could be a time, because I think when they're fasting, they're more open to listening. You know, but I really don't know. I mean, it could be at an event because they have a lot of events in the nighttime as well, like dinner things and gatherings.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say.
All right, I'm laying out your cards, hon.
And I'm doing other stuff. That's why I'm silent. I'm not really silent. I'm just busy.
Excuse me. Things are not going well for Mr. H these days. He is very, tied up with minutia. That's the word that's coming to mind. Minutia.
What does that mean?
In terms of his work.
I don't know minutia either.
I've got a computer right there. Look it up.
Oh, so she wants to play hardball. Got it. All right, hardball time. Roger that. Let's go. You open the door. Keep on going. Keep on doing that reading there, my dear.
All right, but so he's edgy and he's in bad moods. Just want to tell you, and he is doing things to, you know, the old expression, cut off your nose to spite your face. So if, right at this particular time in your reading, it might prove to be difficult to see him because he's just being cantankerous. And I get the feeling in some ways he's very spoiled. My grandma called it spoiled brain. And with him being part of, I mean, he's somewhat attached to royalty, isn't he, over there? He has some sort of attachment with royalty, I think. Anyway, spoiled brain is when you indulge your fancy, everything you want, you give yourself. If you don't want to get up one day, you don't. If you want to eat everything that's fat, I mean, see what I mean? It's total indulgence. And it's just simply to keep yourself spoiled. And that's where I think he's at right now. Things aren't quite going his way. So he's being kind of a little bit bratty. So if you can get through that, good luck to you. Good luck to you. Of course, if he took a look at you, this girl is stunningly beautiful. If he saw you, I have a feeling his mood pendulum would swing in the other direction right away.
So that's all you want him to physically care about.
Look, let's face it, though.
Right?
Woman
that's
in,
it? That's it? Nothing else?
A woman in business uses her best tools. And what's a good tool is your appearance.
And that can backfire.
And also that she's very sharp and smart.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It could backfire.
I'm just saying, some chick in the business meeting comes across and shows boobs and be like, all right, she got boobs. Don't give a shit about, I don't give a shit about anything she's got to say. She's got boobs.
And that wouldn't make you want to hear about her chain of strip clubs.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, okay, what's your idea? Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah. Oh, those are great. You got boobs. Yeah, that's what's going
to
happen.
Well, I'm trying to give her, you know, the skinny on what's going on over there.
Well, I agree with that.
Are you moving in with somebody over there? There's a female here.
Yep.
Looks like she wants to be a roommate with you.
Oh, nice. I would like to. I have one roommate now, like a house full of them.
Oh, boy.
I tried something different. But I would like, there's one girl that is quite popular, shall we just say.
Yeah.
I would like to live with.
What? What I think is cool about her is she shares with you the ability to be forward thinking. Girl is going to be extremely good. She's young, so that means she's teachable and moldable. Okay.
Cool.
It's like having a business virgin that you can teach to blossom into what you want her to be. Yeah. So, yeah, I really think, though, she's going to be perfect, and I see you eventually sharing a home with her, probably in the not-too-distant future.
I'm trying to get a meeting with her. I'm waiting for her, actually, to meet me, so I'm hoping that that's the one that you'll see.
I think she will. I do, yeah. It slipped my mind. Oh, how long are you staying? Till Ramadan is over?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm going to stay as long as it takes. So I'm really committed. I'm working with the producer now to sign a contract and to get the project going. So at least we can, you know, have the meetings for funding and everything. And that woman that you're talking about, she was going to help set the meetings for this project.
I think she's got a lot of guts for that. I mean, what do you want to call it? You know, she's got, I think the two of you are going to complement each other quite well. You know, I've known you. I've known you for quite some time and have a real feel for what's going on, taking place in your life. You know, your mother worries about you. constantly.
I know.
She's right here. Yeah. You know what your mom thinks? And this is a mother thing. Your mom thinks you are out dancing on tables at night. You're staying up all night. You know, you're just Miss Party Queen of Dubai. And
wow.
And she worries about you getting into cars with people that maybe, I've heard they are not good drivers over there. That is that true? That,
well, I mean, I think it's like anywhere. If you go to like Atlanta, Georgia, it's pretty bad, right? But no, I don't drive here. I take taxis.
It's a very good idea. Your mom is just convinced they're going to turn you into a bad girl. All right. And
oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I think that's a mother's worst fear, I think.
I
gotta put
somebody down.
Okay. Also, now, just remember, if this trip seems to have failed in some ways, it really didn't. If you, like the old saying, make hay while the sun shines. You've got, maybe there's some stuff you need for footage or for information during Ramadan that you could speak to different, business women or, I know what you're doing, but I don't know its exact structure. So I'm just saying that do the best you can with what you have. All right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And these people.
Thank you.
And these people are hungry. They don't get to eat till nighttime, right? They go all day.
Believe it or not, I think that those mood swings that you're talking about and all that stuff might get better because actually, the first couple days or week is not fun for them, but then they become nicer. I don't know why they get better.
Maybe they catch a natural high, you know. You know, they're doing it. Wasn't it to praise their religion? Because I don't really understand their religion.
Fasting has always been something in every religion, right? That the, Jesus did it. All the masters have fasted to get close to God. So that's why they do it. They go to the extreme. They don't drink water or nothing for the daylight hours. In the evening time, they can eat and have drinks. But from like 5 in the morning to 6:30 or 7 at night, nothing.
But isn't that a desert country? Can't they just fall over dehydrated?
Well, I thought they all kind of stayed indoors and didn't do anything much.
Oh, that's
Ramadan,
what she
right?
said. They don't
they hunker
really,
down, right?
They don't work much. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and
they hunker down.
I've fasted before, but the water part is the part that I think is very difficult. But a lot of people have done dry fast and they say it's really good for your health, but I think it takes a lot of willpower.
Oh,
and I don't know how healthy it is really, but
so all in all, my dear, you
fasting
do,
for water is.
You do have good cards, but just get your heart set. I remember telling you before, a meeting may get set up and then it gets changed. And that aspect is still here.
Yeah.
Now you get one of those groups.
Stand by for your rebel card reading. Funny, the subject is rebel.
Rebel.
Rebel, rebel. Because fuck it. Just rebel.
Yeah, but don't end up in jail. It's terrible there, the jail. Don't just go to jail.
Here's what's funny. Anyway, let's say.
I'll tell you what. I'm not a crazy person, and I don't party and all that stuff. Like, my mom should know better. But I do tend to open my mouth sometimes. And my girlfriend, she's a local lady, a young, just a friend. She lives with her mom and everything. She loves it. She just literally, she did not believe some of the things that come out of my mouth. But I said, I hope I don't embarrass you. She's like, I love it.
What I think your mom's biggest thing is, she thinks there's nothing but harems there. And pimps are walking the street looking for women to, put into sex slavery. My son was over there for some time. He said, you can see the hookers right there, and they are dressed pretty hot, he said, the hookers.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I don't really know much about that world. I just know what I'm doing, and I stay focused on what I'm doing.
Well,
so I have no idea. But I'm pretty sure it's probably everywhere.
You stay out of that.
Find
Yeah, you stay out of that world. You don't need to be there. I wanted to give you extra time this time, Jen, because you have signed on and waited and waited and waited, and the shows have ended. And tonight, you said after, well, isn't it like 4:30 there in the morning?
Yeah, I went to bed at like 1:30 and
okay.
I woke up at 3:30.
Oh, boy.
I caught you.
Well, thank you. I feel so honored. So thank you, darling.
Thank you.
And, you know, love and light to you so that we can get this thing that you're doing, which I think is a world changer. We can get that going.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
love
you
and
bet.
Light to you guys, too. I appreciate you.
Love you, hon. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
All right, love you,
too. Or morning, actually. It's morning. Have a good morning. She's rolling in. It's 4:30
there.
She's
got a hell of a project.
4:30 there.
Yeah. So, all right, Jim. If you want to call it, we can call it.
No, we just...
I know we've got lots of people, but folks, remember, after we hit a certain time frame, that we are unable to continue because you're going to shut us down. That was the tomorrow is 7 p.m. Eastern, and that would be 4 p.m. Pacific.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, so for all of you, I just love Dr. Joe signing off.